USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The House is getting ready for a vote this week on a bill to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes, so they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic. A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reading. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to the NCAA, they're not allowing tournaments in states flying the Confederate flag. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The NCAA has announced that NCAA Championship Series will not be held in states where the Confederate flag has a prominent presence. The statement targeted Mississippi, writing it's the only state currently affected by the new policy. Mississippi has the only state flag that currently includes the Confederate battle emblem. The flag has come under increased scrutiny recently due to its ties to slavery. The association hosts 90 championships in 24 sports every year. NCAA President Mark Emmert said, "The championships are a special experience for college athletes, and we must do all we can to ensure NCAA actions reflect our commitment to inclusion and support all student athletes."
KPIX TV reporter John Ramos says prisons like San Quentin are a source of great concern for health experts that are battling COVID-19.
Protesters gathered outside to sound an alarm about COVID-19. Paul Goldman says he was recently released from prison and actually spent a short time in San Quentin.
Realistically, is there a way to avoid getting COVID-19 if you're in that prison?
I don't see that there's any way to avoid in any prison in the state of California. There's no social distancing. There's no segregation. The guards just don't care about the inmates, so they're not following the guidelines. They're not wearing masks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.